Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Truman Bradley speaking. Before presenting Red Skelton, Harriet Hilliard, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, and Wonderful Smith, may I say just a word on behalf of our sponsor, the makers of Raleigh cigarettes. 139 days ago, this very minute, 2 days after Pearl Harbor, it was our privilege to follow our distinguished president on the air. At that time, as now, it is impossible for us to find words to bring more inspiration than we received from our great commander-in-chief. In that 139 days, the American people have done and are doing a great job. Let's keep it up. If you are doing as much as the other fellow, that's not enough. We'll get this job over in a hurry if every American makes it his job to do more than the other fellow. Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra are playing Buckle Down, Winsocky. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, that was a fast number. How are you tonight, Truman?
Oh, fine, Red. How are you?
Oh, I'm a little tired. You know, my sponsor, Mr. Raleigh, is still living at my house.
Gee whiz. He's been there a long time, hasn't
he? Yeah, if he hangs around much longer, we're going to have to feed him.
You know, Red, maybe you should drop a hint or two about his leaving.
Oh, huh? I do. Every time I see him, I run up and I say, well, so long.
What does he do?
Oh, he just stands there and smiles and he says, well, hurry back, old man. Say, but seriously, though, we did take him roller skating the other night. These fast cuts they make, you know. We took him roller skating the other night down at the beach.
Roller skating, huh? Yeah. Did you have a lot of fun?
Yeah, I'll say we did. We picked up more splinters than girls, though.
I picked up a girl once.
You did, Ozzie?
Yes, and I'm sorry I did pick her up.
What?
She wanted to go to Santa Monica.
Oh, didn't you take her?
Oh, no, she was too heavy, so I put her down again.
Well, Red, what else do you do down at the beach? Did you go through the Tunnel of Love?
Yeah, but I didn't have any fun.
You went through the Tunnel of Love 8 times and didn't have any fun?
Yeah, 8 times we went through, no fun.
What happened?
Somebody should have told me you're supposed to have a girl with you.
Well, I suppose you went on the roller coaster, huh?
Yeah, I went on the roller coaster, and everything went black.
Black?
Yeah.
How come?
I screamed so loud everybody thought it was an air raid. Oh, Harriet, say, did you enjoy your trip down the amusement pier?
Oh, yes. Did you notice all the sailors down at the beach, Red?
Yeah, you know, there's 3 sailors to every girl, a Marine told me.
Well, anyway, I had a good time at the beach.
Yeah.
And did you see that bathing beauty contest?
Yeah.
Oh, say, did you see my new girl in the beauty contest?
Oh, yeah, I saw her. You mean the one with the big buck teeth?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, no? Well, nobody else was propping themselves up in the sand without using their arms.
Was the sort of a person who had all the right answers down pat. The kind of a fellow who makes you say, why didn't I think of that? I brought her mother an orchid and some violets to wear in her hat. But he brought her father 4 roses. Why didn't I think of that? If I had a chance, I'd keep our romance in tune. But what's the use? I cook my goose. Now he's with her on their honeymoon. I went and bought her a diamond, even furnished a 7-room flat. But he whispered, darling, I love you. Why didn't I think of that?
She was the sort of a person who had all the right answers down pat. The kind of a girl who makes you say, why didn't I think of that? I played him Tchaikovsky's concerto. You know, the one in B flat. She sent him records by Muggles McNasty. Why didn't I think of that? if love I'd regain, a different refrain I'd sing. But darn it all, I missed my call, and now he's bought her a wedding ring. He asked me first if I'd marry, and I said, well, I'll have to think about that. But she quickly answered, I doed it. Why didn't I think of that?
That was Why Didn't I Think of That, sung by Harriet Hilliard, and very good, too.
Well, thank you, Red. You know, Ozzy sang a chorus, too.
So he did. Well, Truman, say, don't you have a word from our sponsor?
I certainly have, Red. Ladies and gentlemen, as you Raleigh cigarette smokers know, each pack of Raleighs you buy carries a valuable premium coupon. Dramatic, tangible proof that Raleighs do give you more for your money. And today you can redeem these coupons for United States war stamps and help secure a priceless premium for all America, freedom. Your response to this offer has been officially commended in a letter we recently received from the United States Treasury Department. A letter thanking you Raleigh smokers for the thousands of dollars worth of war stamps that are being redeemed through Raleigh coupons. Now, if you've not yet tried Raleigh's, ask for them next time you buy cigarettes. You'll enjoy Raleigh's richness, smoothness, mildness, the golden goodness of their superior tobaccos. And you'll enjoy saving those valuable Raleigh coupons, redeemable for luxury premiums and war stamps. Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, it pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh's. The pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes. Well, Red, what's our subject tonight?
Well, tonight our subject is gossip. And first we have Deadeye, who gets the kick out of starting gossip. So let's see what happens.
What are you doing, wonderful?
Just sitting in the sun. You know, sitting in the sun always makes me think.
Think what?
How nice and cool I'd be if I was sitting in the shade.
Hey, you want to have a little fun?
Yes, sir.
Run over to the bar and tell them people over there that we just found gold up in them hills. And everybody will scram out of town.
What happens then?
Well, we go over there to the Friendship Saloon and we get all the drinks we want for nothing.
Mr. Deadeye, why do you drink so much?
I drink to forget.
Forget what?
I'm a drunkard.
Me too.
Hey, when you get drunk, do you see things? I mean, pink elephants?
No, I'm patriotic. I see pink jeeps.
Hey, well, now, you run on over and start that rumor.
Okay, here I go.
Okay.
Gold! Up in the hills, Mr. Deadeye found gold, silver too, and ration cards growing on the tree.
Look at them people running out of there. Get out of the way, Wonderful! Oh, go on. What happened to Wonderful? Where are you? Now, get up off of that ground. You all right?
No, just give me some daisies. I think I'm going to start my spring push.
Come on, now, let's get inside and get some of them drinks, huh?
Hello, Deadeye.
Hiya there, Calamity. How's my girl?
Gosh, Deadeye, you still love me, huh?
Yeah.
Here, let me run my fingers through your thick, bushy hair.
Okay, run your thick, bushy... Run your fingers... Run your fingers through my thick, bushy hair.
What's the matter? I can't go no further.
Well, I forgot to tell you, there's a detour in there someplace.
Hey, look, did I?
Yeah?
Here comes Gold Vulture Pete. Looks excited, too.
Yeah, what's that big crook doing in town?
Uh-oh, I better get out of here before Mr. Deadeye starts that 1-2 boom stuff. Guess there ain't a man alive ever heard him say 3.
Yeah?
I'm rich, Deadeye, I'm rich. I don't know how to thank you.
Well, thank me for what?
For telling the folks about the gold. It's there, all right. Plenty of it.
Gold up in them hills. Wonderful, it's your fault. What'd you tell them about that gold for?
Why, you told me to.
You stool pigeon.
Oh, take it easy, Deadeye. After all, you said there was gold there yourself.
I know, but everybody knows what a liar I am. Guys, somebody ought to kick me good and hard.
It'd be a pleasure, Deadeye. I'll kick you.
Okay, oh, wait a minute. Take your spurs off first.
Okay, they're off.
Okay.
Ready?
Ooh!
What's the matter? I took my spurs off.
I forgot about your open-toed shoes. You got your goal now, Vulture. Now get out of here so the rest of us can have some. Beat it.
No, I'm making myself the new sheriff here. See my badge? Go ahead, read it.
Chicken inspector.
Anyhow, I'm the new sheriff, and I'm taking over.
Over my dead buddy?
That can be arranged, too.
Oh, yeah?
Why don't you shoot it out with him, Mr. Deadeye? We don't want no crook for no sheriff.
Hey, that's a good idea. I'll count three, and we'll draw.
Okay.
You ain't got a chance, partner. Little does he know I shoot before I say three.
That's nothing, so do I.
Yeah. Why, you cheat, you. Just for that, we'll let Calamity do the count. Now, this has got to be fair and square, you know.
Okay, I'll count. Okay. Ready, Deadeye?
I'm ready.
Deadeye, you started too soon.
Yeah. Cheating always shows, don't it? And in my favor, too.
Then we have Clem, the fellow from Vincennes. Today he finds himself the real victim of gossip.
Well, here I am. Just me and my big feet. Have you heard? Have you heard? No, it wasn't told to me. I only heard. I only heard.
I better stop listening so much. I'm getting a bad case of keyhole squat. Well, there's Daisy June's house. Ooh, the windows are up. I think I'll stick my head in. Well, what do you know? They washed them.
Hello, Cam.
Well, don't look at me. I ain't going to say it.
Cam, you look different today. Did you get a haircut?
Yes, I did, and it feels good, too. I can see out now.
Well, I'm glad you stopped by, Clem. I want to talk to you.
Well, that's good. What do we talk about? Good books, fine music, painting, or shall we talk about what we usually talk about?
Yes, Clem. Do you love me?
Well, I certainly do. I love the ground you walk on. And that property you own on the other side of town, too. Gee, you look pretty today, Daisy June. What you got on your face? Your nose?
Well, of course it's my nose. Did you ever see anybody with their noses on the top of their heads?
No, yep, my uncle. And it's very inconvenient in rainy weather, too.
Now, Clem, stop a clowning. I want to talk to you serious.
You?
What's this I hear about you and the Widow Brown?
It's a lie. It's a lie, I tell you. Widow who?
I hear that you and the Widow Brown was getting pretty thick.
Oh.
You took her to the movies the other night, didn't you?
No, I did not. Besides, she didn't have enough money, so I went by myself. Where do you hear all about this anyway?
Well, it's the chief topic of all the town gossip.
No kidding.
This morning when I walked by a drugstore, a fella insulted me.
He didn't wink at you, huh?
No. He said, "There goes Daisy June, the second fiddle player in Clem's band."
Second fiddle player? I didn't even know you had a union card.
And not only that, he said that you were a big dope, an awkward lout, a good-for-nothing bum, and a razor blade snitcher.
Well, why didn't he just say he don't like me and stop beating around the bush?
Now, listen, you make him take back what he said today, or we're through.
Through? Oh, Daisy June.
Your Popeye button.
Okay, let's go down. I'll make the guy tell him that it ain't true.
Well, here's the drugstore. And there's the fella sitting at the fountain.
You'll take care of him right now. Come here, you. What's this talk you've started about me? I'm gonna beat you to a pulp. You're just the type of guy I can handle, too, brother.
Hey, put me down.
Midget down. He didn't say it.
Midget?
That big fellow over there, he's the one. Go on, Clem. Make him take back what he said.
Yeah, make me take it back.
Troublemaker.
Oh, a tough guy, huh?
Yeah, I'm tough. Feel my muscle.
I don't feel no muscle.
Must have put on the wrong coat.
Clem, if you love me, you'll hit that bruiser.
Yes, hit him, Clem.
You stay out of this.
You put me down.
Clem, stop a fooling with that midget. He's only half the other guy.
Well, he's a pretty big midget.
He won't hurt you, Shorty. He's a coward.
Clem, are you going to stand there and take that?
She don't know me very well, does she, Punk?
Now listen, Punk. I'll teach you to break a girl's heart.
Come here, you.
Oh, you just wait a minute. I'm tough, see?
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not. Take that, and that, and that, and that.
Oh, yes, I am.
Let's go, Clint. This is silly to fight. I just remembered. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
No. No, not as long as you got me around for him to take a poke at.
Was Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra playing A String of Pearls. You know, I used to string pearls for a hobby.
I had a hobby once.
You did, Ozzie? Did you cultivate your hobby?
Yeah, but she married another guy.
Say, what about you, Truman? Have you got a hobby?
As a matter of fact, Red, I do. My hobby is painting.
Oh, pretty snobby hobby. Say, how do you go about it?
Well, first of all, Red, you start with one color. Gold, for example. It means so much. Especially in tobaccos, experts will tell you that the more golden leaf is choicer, more expensive.
Well, what about the picture?
I'm coming to that, Red. Select carefully by color. First, compare the open ends of a pack of Raleighs with any other brand. You'll see instantly the tobacco in Raleighs are unmistakably more golden in color. Undeniable evidence of Raleigh superiority, according to experts.
Truman, how about the picture?
Of course. Your Raleigh cigarette is truly a masterpiece of expert blending. 31 of Raleigh's admittedly finer tobaccos go into their exclusive blend. They're smooth, rich, incomparably mild. To complete the picture, remember that Raleigh's give you valuable coupons, too, redeemable for luxury premiums and war stamps. Yes, picture yourself in a Raleigh setting. You, too, will find it pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh's. Raleigh cigarettes.
The picture. Getting back to gossip, we have a lady and her little boy. Let's see what gossip can do to their household. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid. Junior's on his way home from the party. Mummy, yoo-hoo! Topsy-turvy tour!
Well, Junior, you're home early. Is the party over?
For me, it is.
Well, did you have a good time?
You're now kid stuff.
Did they have good things to eat?
Yeah, pretty good for throwing, too. Here, Mummy, I bought you a piece of cake.
Well, thank you, Junior. Hey, wait, this cake looks a little dirty.
I know, I kicked it home. Hey, the cake ain't very good, Mom.
Isn't it?
No, it's too soft and fluffy. Not like the kind you made.
Oh. You like my cake, huh?
Yeah, boy, you bite a hunk out of you stuff. It stays with you for days. Hey, I got another surprise for you.
What?
It's a surprise. Put your hand in me pocket.
All right. Junior, oh, dear.
What's the matter? You don't like ice cream?
Well, yes, I do, but...
Well, here, let me wring you out a plate for him.
Junior, don't you know if you put ice cream in your pocket, it will melt?
Now she tells me.
Say, what else have you got in your pocket? Ah! A mouse!
You recognize him? Don't be afraid. Come down off the chair, Mommy. He ain't alive. He just a toy mouse.
Well, put him on the hall table.
Okay.
My, he looks real.
Don't he, don't?
And tell me some more about the party. Were there any little girls there?
Sure. What do you think it was, a stag?
And did you dance with any of the little girls?
Yeah, I did a jitterbug dance with one of the little girls.
A jitterbug dance?
Yeah.
Did she like it?
I don't know. She was moaning quite a bit when they took her away.
Oh, Junior, you should be more careful. Besides, you don't know how to dance.
I know I don't. When me feet touch the floor, it's just coincidental. I never try a word like that again.
What else did you do at the party?
Well, they all played duck for the apples in the barrel, but not me.
What did you play?
Push them in the barrel and hit them with the apple.
Did you like like everybody at the party?
No, I didn't, Mommy. That new lady down the street, she's too nosy. She kept asking everybody about the airplane factory.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
That's a good way for information to leak out.
You tell me.
Did you say anything?
No. After she hit me over the head, I decided that was my farewell speech. She said I was bad because I don't have any little brothers or sisters to play with.
Oh. Junior, would you like a new little brother or sister to play with?
Well, if it's all the same to you, I guess you'd have a pony.
I think you'd better take off your new suit and take a nap.
No, I don't want to take a nap. I want to play.
You're going to take a nap.
Now, you let me play or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I would tell everybody that you whistled back at the air raid warden.
Now, you go take a nap.
Oh, oh, you hit me. You hit me. You broke my widow hip. You broke my widow.
I broke your what?
My hip.
Hooray! Now, Junior, there's nothing wrong with your hip that a good dose of medicine won't cure.
I get well fast, don't I, Mom? Uh-oh, somebody at the door.
You go see who's at the door.
Okay, I will. I will stand up on the chair and look through the little peephole. Hello? You looking for some bootleg tires? I'm sorry, we don't have any. How much you willing to pay?
I'm here to see your mother.
Oh, I didn't recognize you at first. Hey, Mommy, that old gossip monger I was telling you about. See, Doctor, I think I'd take me nap now.
Oh, no, you don't. I want to see why you came home from the party so early.
That's only going to lead to bloodshed.
Yes? Are you Junior's mother?
Well, she'd look awful silly dressed that way if she was my father.
Miss Quote, won't you come in?
Thank you. So you're Junior's mother. Mind, you do have a nice figure.
Sorry, I can't say the same for you, fatso.
Junior!
I'm just here to speak to you about Junior. That child has no manners at all. He caused three of us to faint when he turned a mouse loose.
You shouldn't have punished Junior that way, Miss Quote.
No.
He's a very delicate child.
Yes, I is. In fact, I was 5 years old, and I didn't think whether I would live or not.
And did you?
I don't know.
Junior,
now you apologize for making fun of Miss Quote. Go ahead. Walk over and apologize.
Okay,
go on.
Okay, I will. Look at them feet.
Oh! He stepped on my corns. He stepped on my corns.
Must have quite a crop, eh, folks?
Just for that, Junior, go to your room.
Uh-oh, that's a new tone of voice. I better get out of here. Well, here I am, all alone. If anybody's got jumpy nerves, now's the time to leave. Oh, gee, look what I found on the table, me widow toy mouse. I wonder if I can make her faint again. If I do, I get a weapon. I do this. I will wind him up and let him go.
Junior, she's fainted.
I know. She ain't doing it before and she ain't doing it again.
Ozzie and the boys will not bounce the Jersey bounce quite so hard. Del King has a word for smokers.
Pipe smokers, light on Sir Walter Raleigh, and you'll discover the meaning of real smoking enjoyment. Sir Walter Raleigh gives you more flavor, a nut-like mellowness that can't be matched. It's smooth and mild, blended from extra choice Burleys, cured and aged to perfection. Sir Walter Raleigh never bites, never burns hot or bitter, and it has a welcome aroma that's a pleasing to all. Men, try the quality pipe tobacco of America tonight. Get Sir Walter Raleigh.
Remember, we'll all be back again next week at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and your announcer, Truman Bradley. Until next week, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is presented by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio. This program, produced by Mel Williamson, came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.